morning, my sisters and brothers in the Lord.
在主里的弟兄姐妹早安。
Warm greetings to you from my heart this morning.
大家好，你们好。
And thank you, Pastor Paul, for the honor of bringing God's word to the church family today.
谢谢张牧师今天跟我一起搭配。
And greetings to everybody up in the balcony as well.
在上面的楼上面的，我们都跟你打个招呼，谢谢，感谢主。
It's an honor to bring God's word to you, and I want to just share a simple message with you this morning.
实在是我的荣幸，今天早上能够与大家分享神的话。我带来一个很简单的信息。
Something jumped out at me when I was recently studying John's Gospel.
最近我在读这个约翰福音的时候，有一些事情忽然神感动我。
You know that for many, many people, the Gospel of John is their favorite book in the whole Bible.
我相信很多弟兄姐妹都知道，约翰福音在新约里面是一本很多人很喜欢读的一本书。
And many of God's people have found light and comfort in the Gospel of John.
很多属神的儿女都在约翰福音里面找到亮光和安慰的信息。
And probably like many of you, I've read the Gospel of John many, many times across the years.
我想跟很多弟兄姐妹一样，我过去做基督徒到现在读过约翰福音不知道多少次。
But recently, something jumped out at me that I had not noticed before.
最近我在读的时候，忽然间有一些亮光，有一些好像跳出来的东西，我从来没有想过的。
And I think I discerned a little bit of God's purpose for how He put the Gospel of John together.
我想，因为这样的看见的时候，我更加的欣赏，而且觉得感恩，就是上帝怎么把约翰福音放在圣经里面。
There is a sense in which the whole Gospel of John is a long answer to one question.
原来我看见的整本约翰福音从头到尾好像回答一个很重要的问题。
And that question is, who is Jesus?
那个问题其实就是很简单，到底耶稣是谁？
A very important question indeed.
当然这个是非常重要的一个问题。
Who is Jesus?
到底耶稣是谁呢？
And each of the gospel writers answers that question.
然后其他的福音书其实也回应这样的一个问题。
But John answers that question in some very unique ways.
但是约翰回答这个问题回答得特别有意思。
Right at the end of John's gospel, he talks about his purpose in writing.
其实差不多到约翰福音的最后的时候，他点出了约翰点出了写这本书的用意目的在哪里。
He makes a couple of very interesting comments.
他做了几个很有意思的一些的说话。
He says with some exaggeration.
可能有一些夸张的讲法。
If everything that Jesus had ever done or said was written down, I don't think the whole world could contain all the books that would be necessary.
约翰到那边就讲，如果把所有耶稣所做的事情都记载在约翰福音的话，我想是不够地方写了。
And in chapter 20, verse 31,
然后到约翰福音第二十章第三十一节这样说。
He says, there's many, many other things that Jesus did and said that are not written in my gospel.
在我的福音书里面，耶稣讲了很多的话，我都没有记载在这个福音书里面。
But I have written these things down.
但是我写了这些的话语在里面。
So that you may know that Jesus is the Christ.
要叫你们信耶稣就是基督。
The long promised one from God.
就是一个神长远以来应许给我们的。
Who has come as the focal point of all of God's purposes in the world.
而且是整个上帝的计划的当中的焦点都放在耶稣身上。
I've written all this so that you may know that Jesus is the Christ.
我写了这些东西就是让你们知道耶稣就是那应许的基督。
And that by knowing him, you may believe on him.
自认识他，所以你就能够相信他。
And then through believing on him, that you may have life in his name.
也因为你相信他，你就可以有这个永生的生命。
I've written this so that you may know Jesus is the Christ. Who is Jesus?
我这样写的这些的东西，让你们能够知道耶稣就是基督。但是耶稣是谁呢？
Right at the beginning of his gospel, he starts answering this question.
其实就约翰福音一开始，他就回答这样的一个问题。
The other gospels begin with the the ancestral line of Jesus.
其他的福音书可能一开始的时候就把耶稣的家谱记在里面。
Or Luke begins with the angelic messengers coming and announcing John's birth and then Jesus' birth.
路加写的福音书一开始就讲到天使怎么样把这个耶稣诞生的故事讲出来。
But John begins his gospel completely differently.
但是约翰把这个约翰福音一开始有一个很特别的记载开始。
Do you remember?
你记得吗？
In the beginning was the word.
他一开始是这样写的，他是太初有道。
What's a word?
那个道是什么？
It's a unit of communication.
是一个沟通讲出来的这个道。
In the beginning was the word, the communication from God.
讲出来的话语，这个道。
Oh, and the word was with God.
然后这个道与上帝同在。
And the word was God.
然后这个道就是上帝。
Who is Jesus?
谁是耶稣呢？
He begins at this majestic level.
他一开始写的时候，就从一个非常荣耀的开始。
The second person of the Trinity.
三一神里面的第二位的神。
The word that was with God and is God.
那个道与神同在，这个道就是神。
And the word became flesh and lived among us.
然后道成了肉身，住在我们的中间。
You see, he starts answering the question, "Who is Jesus?"
然后其实你看见他其实一直把那个耶稣是谁的问题那个答案带出来。
And then, who remembers the first miracle that Jesus did?
有谁记得耶稣在约翰福音里面所记载第一个神迹是什么？
What did he do?
他做了什么事情吗？
Water into wine.
把那个水变成酒了。
Now, in the English translation, we talk about a miracle.
在英文里面我们说这个是神迹。
But Jesus, John does not call what Jesus did a miracle.
耶稣，约翰记载耶稣这行这个事情的时候，没有说这个是神迹啊。
He calls it a sign.
他说是一个标示，一个标记。
Did you see any signs on your way to church this morning?
今天你开车来教会的时候，你也看见马路上有没有一些标记吗？有一些标示吗？
What does a sign do?
一个标记是做什么的？
It points you somewhere.
它那个标志就告诉你一些东西。
I followed the street signs to Westwood Church this morning.
其中一种的标记就是标示，就是好像路牌马路的名字在上面。
The important thing is not the sign.
重要的不是那个标那个板那个标示。
The important thing is the street.
重要的是这个标示所指向你要去的地方。
When you go to eat at a Chinese restaurant.
无论你去菜馆。
The important thing is not the sign.
重要的不是看见那个招牌。
The sign points you into the restaurant.
重要的是你看见那个招牌之后，你能够进到那个菜馆里面，对不对？
So when Jesus turns water into wine,
所以当耶稣把水变成酒的时候，
and John doesn't call it a miracle, he calls it a sign.
约翰没有说耶稣行神迹了，他是说耶稣做了一件事情。标记着一件其他的事。
He's saying, "Don't just focus on the water that has become wine."
其实他告诉我们说，不要只是看着那个水怎么变成好酒啊。
That points to Jesus.
其实看见这样的行为是要指向耶稣一些事情。
That's answering the question, "Who is Jesus?"
然后就回答了这个问题，到底耶稣是谁了
？Jesus is one.Who can literally transform the molecular formula of H2O water into wine?
耶稣就是那位基督，只有他才能够把那个水的元素变成了酒的元素。
And the same word is used at the healing of the paralytic.
同样的，叫那个瘫子能够起来行走的。
And when Jesus multiplies food for the feeding of the 5,000,
然后耶稣能够把那个五饼二鱼变成了很多很多的人，超过五千人能够吃饱的。
John says these are signs.
约翰福音记载这些事情，只要指向耶稣是谁。
That are answering the question, who is this Jesus?
就是要回答这个问题，到底耶稣是谁。
And then John also has a whole collection of sayings that we call the I am.
然后约翰福音里面很独特的地方就是有一大堆讲耶稣讲的话，说我是，我是。
I know that you could quote all of them.
啊，我想你都知道这些讲法在约翰福音。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的饼。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是复活，在我就是复活跟生命。
I am the life of God in the presence of God forever.
我就是神的生命，在神的那个传友的当中。
I am, I am, I am.
一直就说耶稣的话，我是，我是，我是。
You see, John is recording Jesus' statements. He's answering the question, "Who is Jesus?"
所以约翰把这些耶稣讲的话说我是，我是记载在约翰福音，其实是告诉我们一个事情，耶稣是谁。
So all through his book, from the beginning right to the end.
所以整本约翰福音从由开始到末了。
John repeatedly and progressively answers the question, "Who is Jesus?"
约翰一次重复又重复，而且一直慢慢的解开这个问题的答案：耶稣到底是谁？
So what jumped out at me one day when I was having my own devotional time in John.
当有一天我在灵修读经的时候，再一次读到约翰福音的时候，这样的真理好像跳出来给我看见一样。
Is how John 3 and John 4 are like a little detour.
然后约翰福音刚才读的第三章跟第四章，好像一个很特别的一个拐的一个弯。
With all of this focus on answering the question, "Who is Jesus?"
在所有这些的记载，回答一个问题，耶稣是谁的过程的当中
，Why did the Holy Spirit inspire John?
为什么约翰圣灵感动约翰
？When there are many more miracles and things that Jesus didn't said that didn't get written down.
然后耶稣所行的神迹，他讲的话有很多很多都没有记载。
Why did the Holy Spirit inspire John to record the story of Nicodemus and the Samaritan woman back to back?
很多都没有写在约翰福音里边，特别，但是就把尼哥底母跟撒玛利亚妇人这两个事情前后都放在第三章、第四章里面。
And I realized the agenda of the Holy Spirit for us through that arrangement of the text.
啊，我就开始发现为什么把这两件事情放在前后，原来有他的心意在当中。
Against this backdrop of who is Jesus.
然后我们还记得啊，我们背后这样的一个讲法就是，到底耶稣是谁？这个是约翰要带出来的信息。
With great beauty and with great power.
带着很美的信息，也带着一个很有能力的信息。
In John 3 and John 4, the Spirit asks a different question.
圣灵接着约翰第三章跟第四章都问不同的问题。
Who needs Jesus?
问的问题就是到底谁需要耶稣？
Who needs Jesus?
谁需要耶稣？
Nicodemus is male.
尼哥底母是一个男的。
And he is male in a patriarchal culture.
他在一个父老的一个男的主权的一个社会的背景里面。
He lives in a culture where many doors are open to him simply because of his gender as a male.
因为他是男的，这样一个男为主导的一个社会里面，因为一个男人的身份有很多方便。
And Nicodemus is Jewish.
而且尼哥底母是犹太人。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷
the southern kingdom,
在这个南部的王国里面
that is, he is part of the majority population.
换句话说，他是那个大多数的民族的身份里面。
He is not an immigrant.
他不是个外地移民来的一个人。
He has not come into a culture from the outside.
他不是从另外的文化转移进到当地的文化的一个人。
He is part of the majority population that has influence and power in the Southern Kingdom.
用我们今天移民国家的讲法，他是处在主流社会有影响力的人群当中。
And not only is he male and he is Jewish, but he's also a Pharisee.
不单只是他是男的，也不单只是他犹是个犹太人，而且他更加是一个法利赛人。
And of all the religious groups in the Southern Kingdom in the first century,
在第一世纪，在当时的南国的国家里面，这样的一个宗教的人士的身份，
the Pharisees were by far the largest and had the most influence and power.
法利赛人这个宗教的人士是最多在他们当中，而且是最有影响力的人。
And Nicodemus is a Pharisee.
尼哥底母是一个法利赛人。
So not only is he male and he's Jewish and he's a Pharisee,
不单只是他是男的，他是犹太人，他还是法利赛人。
He is also a member of the Sanhedrin.
他也是撒都该那个族里面的人。
This is the Jewish ruling council.
这个是身份很重要，因为是犹太人的里面是做领袖的那群的人当中。
This is the group of 70 Jewish Pharisee males.
这个族里面的人是犹太人当时那七十个领袖的其中的一个。
Who have spiritual authority and influence over all of the Jewish people.
他们有属灵的权柄，有属灵的影响力，解释一切宗教的事物的人，影响所有的犹太人。
As a member of the Sanhedrin.
在这个层次的里面，撒都盖的这个层次的里面
，Nicodemus would have had reputation，
他有名声
，influence，
他有影响力。
There are those who would envy him for his position。
很多人都很有一种的羡慕的心，看着他很羡慕他的身份跟地位。
He probably came from a wealthy and prominent family。
很有可能他来自一个有钱的而且很尊贵的一个家庭出来的一个人。
So he is a male and he's Jewish and he's a Pharisee and he's a member of the Sanhedrin.
他又是男人又是犹太人，又是法利赛人，也是撒都该人啊。
And then Jesus asked him, how do you, the teacher of Israel, not know about these things?
然后耶稣回答他的问题，其实反问他，你这么尊贵的身份，有影响力的人，你来问我什么？
The teacher of Israel?
你来问我是以色列人的老师？
We don't know exactly what Jesus was referring to there.
在那边耶稣讲的这句话，我们不知道，大概不知道他实在讲什么。
But obviously, this man Nicodemus had a prominent teaching role among the people.
很明显，这个尼哥底母在犹太人的当中有一个非常崇高的一个地位。
So what do we learn about this man?
所以我们认识这个人之后想什么呢？
If there's anybody who's in this place at this time, it's Nicodemus.
如果有一个人真正的明白神的人，就是这样的一个人。
If there's anyone who has influence, authority, power, reputation, it is Nicodemus.
如果有任何一个人有影响力、有权柄、有地位，就是这个尼哥底母的人。
Who could be more in than Nicodemus is in?
有谁好像尼哥底母那样是在里面有那么大的影响力的人？
But when Jesus speaks to him of being spiritually reborn, Nicodemus is clueless.
当耶稣跟他说要重生这回事，他完全不知道是什么一回事。
He does not understand.
他根本不明白耶稣讲的话。
Although the culture looks at him and sees that he's in and has everything.
当时所有文化背景，当时代的人看见他，他一定知道所有的事情。他其实就是里面的有影响力的人。
Jesus sees the spiritual poverty of his soul and of his life.
但是耶稣一看，看见他灵里面的贫乏，和是他没有这些真正的亮光。
And says to him kindly but directly, "You must be born again."
然后耶稣跟他说，很友善的跟他说，但是也很直接的跟他说，你必须要重生。
And people of God, please know what Jesus is doing in the moment.
啊，请你明白，当耶稣这样做这个事情的时候。
He is the spiritual birth that Nicodemus needs.
耶稣就是给他一个重生的机会。
He is offering himself to Nicodemus.
他其实耶稣是给他一个这样的机会。
As the life of God, the Messiah of God.
因为他就是那个弥赛亚，他就是生命的源头。
The only one who gives the gift of eternal life.
只有他才能够给任何的人这个生永生的礼物。
And with love and grace, he offers himself to this man.
所以耶稣在那个时候问他，其实是给他这样的机会，这个爱的机会，邀请他。
The Samaritan woman is female.
另外一个人物在第四章是撒玛利亚妇人。
And she too lives in a patriarchal culture.
她在那个男人主权的社会里面，可惜她是个女子。
All through her life, certain doors have been closed to her simply because of her gender as a woman.
就是因为她是一个女的，很多机会。很多的门都不会为她打开。
And not only is she female, but she is a Samaritan.
不但只是她是女的，而且她还是撒玛利亚人。
The Jewish people in the majority culture,
犹太人那个主流社会的人，
looked down upon the Samaritans.
看不起撒玛利亚人。
The Samaritans were mixed ethnically. They were a mixed race.
撒玛利亚人其实是那个血缘上是掺杂了，不是纯种的犹太人。
And across the centuries, their beliefs about God had become corrupted.
而且很多很长时期以来，上帝圣经的记载的宗教的信仰的纯正，慢慢慢慢的有改变。
The Jews looked down upon them and their theology.
所以犹太人从神学宗教的角度更加看不起他们。
And so you read the text on the screen.
所以刚才我们主席带我们读的圣经里面，
the Jews don't associate with Samaritans.
犹太人根本与他们不会来往的。
So this dear woman is female and she is a Samaritan.
所以这个撒玛利亚人是妇女，一个女人，而且她是撒玛利亚人。
And she has had five husbands.
而且她有过五个丈夫。
And she's now living common law with a sixth man.
而且她现在跟她一起住的是第六个的男人。
Now we cannot be dogmatic here.
啊，我们不需要在这里做一些道德的审判。
Our knowledge of first century marriage and divorce customs is limited.
我们对第一个世纪里面当时的那些离婚的情况，我们可能有很多资料不存在。
But just about everything we know about marriage in the first century.
但是我们现在所知道关于第一世纪那个时候的那个婚姻的法律里面，
tells us that a woman had no legal authority to divorce her husband.
我们知道一件事情，就是女的没有权提出离婚。
If a marriage ended due to divorce, it was because the husband divorced the wife.
如果离婚的话，一定是男的不要那个女的。
Now it's possible that this woman was a widow.
有可能这个撒玛利亚妇人是一个丈夫去世的人。
But I doubt very much that she had outlived five husbands.
但是我有很个怀疑，就是五个丈夫都一个一个去世啊。
Because the word would get around, right?
啊，所以圣经是这样说嘛。
If you marry so and so, you're probably going to die.
啊，当你跟他结婚的时候，可能他你就会快要死掉的了。
So this woman was probably divorced two or three or four or five times.
所以这个女人可能曾经离婚有两次、三次、四次。
One theory is that perhaps she was barren or infertile.
有一个可能性的理由就是说，因为她没办法生孩子。
And when children were prized so highly in the culture,
在当时的文化里面，有孩子是一个非常非常重要的一个妇女的身份。
As a way of passing economic assets down through the generations,
因为有孩子的话，就会能够把家族的一直的流传下去。
It may be that multiple men divorced her because she could not conceive.
有可能是有多个男人抛弃她，因为她不能生育。
But this woman has known rejection.
但是这个女人很清楚了解被人拒绝的感觉。
Rejection at the hands of men.
在男人的手中一个一个的拒绝她。
She's a female in a man's world.
她是一个女人在一个男人的世界里面。
She's a Samaritan and looked down upon by the Jews.
她是一个撒玛利亚人在犹太人的眼中被拒绝的。
Her life story has had a history of rejection.
她的生命的故事里面，一个一个的人拒绝她。
Is there anyone who could be more out than this woman is out?
有哪一个人比这个人更加在外头的呢？
No influence.
没有影响力。
No power.
没有能力。
No reputation.
没有名声。
Nothing to offer.
什么都不能有贡献。
They're getting water at the midday when the sun is at its hottest.
他在正午的时候去打水。
Probably to avoid the other women of the village.
很有可能就是希望避开跟其他的人打招呼了。
Because in a desert, you don't get your water at midday when the sun is at its hottest.
因为在干旱的地方，好像沙漠地一样，你不会在正午日晒的当中去打水的。
You get your water early in the morning or at dusk.
你一早大清早去打水，或者是黄昏的时候去打水啊。
She may have suffered great rejection at the hands of the other women of the village.
甚至可能其他的女人也瞧不起她，所以她不愿意跟他们打招呼了。
Culturally speaking, is there anyone more out than this dear woman is out?
在文化上有谁比这个女人更加是在外面的？
And here we have Jesus offering himself to her.
哎，但是我们看见耶稣同样先向她显出。这个邀请
，Not as another man in the long series of men in her life，
不是另外一个男人，在她这个女人生命的很多的男人，完全不同的一个男人
，But offering himself to her as the living water，
而且耶稣给她发出的是愿意把生命的活水给她
，That can quench the thirst of her soul，
能够真正满足她心灵里面的。干渴
offering her relationship with the eternal Father of the heavens，
而且愿意给她的，这是她跟上帝天父的一个美好的关系。
So that she may belong to him，
所以她能够跟他们其他的人一样跟随他，相信他。
After not belonging anywhere else，
因为在她的生命中，她从来不属于任何一个人群。
Do you see what the Holy Spirit is doing in arranging these two stories back to back？
你看见圣经约翰把第三章跟第四章放在前后的用意吗？
Who needs Jesus？
谁需要耶稣？
Nicodemus needs Jesus。
尼哥底母这样有地位的人需要耶稣。
He appears to have everything。
他好像什么都有了。
But he is not born again。
但是他没有重生。
Jesus offers himself to him。
主耶稣就把他自己向他发出邀请。
Jesus makes himself accessible to him。
主耶稣向他敞开他自己。
And all the way over to the other end of the continuum。
然后一直到那个另外的一个极端的人，
他
同样把自己送给这样的一个女人。
Who is so far out she can't even see the center？
这个女人远远离开任何的中心。
So who needs Jesus？
谁需要耶稣呢
？Everyone。
每一个人。
I do。
我需要。
You do.
你需要。
Not just for salvation.
不单只为救恩。
Not just for becoming a Christian.
不单只要成为一个基督徒。
He offers himself to us today.
他今天 就发出这个邀请，把自己他自己向我们显明。
And we need him today.
今天我们都需要他。
We need him to keep us in the truth in this counterfeit world.
我们需要他帮助我们在这个虚假的世界的当中活得真诚。
We need him to keep our faith alive and bright in a very dark world.
我们需要他帮助我们在这个黑暗的世代的当中仍然有信心。
We need his grace to keep us, grace to keep us on track when temptation is everywhere.
我们需要他，当我们面对生命种种的引诱跟试探的当中，需要他的恩典，帮助我们走在正路上。
We need his strength and power to enable us to keep our promises.
我们需要他赐给我们能力，以知道我们能够继续实现我们的承诺。
We need the faithful one.
我们需要那个信使的那一位。
To keep us faithful to our spouses.
帮助我们在婚姻上保持忠诚。
To keep us faithful to one another.
帮助我们彼此之间忠诚。
And for a million other reasons.
还有千千万万的原因。
We all need Jesus.
我们都需要耶稣。
And he offers himself to all of us.
然后他今天向大家每一个人都伸出他的手，发出邀请。
And he offers himself to you.
他也向你发出这个邀请。
A new and a fresh today.
又新又火的一个邀请。
You are loved by him.
你应该很渴望得到吧。
God's blessing rest on you.
让上帝的祝福临到每一位。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。Thank you, Pastor Arrow, for his message. 谢谢。啊，弟兄姐妹，我们用站立啊，我们唱上一颂，然后祝福。